morning, traders. I am Emily Advani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, May 19th. In the words of my three-year-old, it's like a slide. It is up, and then it goes down. And slide the markets did. Yesterday, the Dow fell 1,164 points in its biggest one-day drop since 2020. The S&P 500 closed in the red more than 4%, marking its worst drop since 2020, and the NASDAQ ended the day down 4.7%. But Bill, let's get into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing today? I'm looking at the S&Ps. I've been watching the S&Ps all morning. They're down about 0.8, so 1%. Yes, they're lower, you know, unless, yes, we are looking for, you know, deeper losses this morning on equity prices. You know, why? Because of the growing concerns of an economic slowdown. Inflation, you saw those numbers coming out from Target, those numbers coming out from Walmart, talking about how fuel prices really did move up significantly over the last quarter, and they were really unprepared for it. Well, that was caused by the Ukraine war. Oil prices did jump up. Since then, they've actually pulled down a little bit, but I do think that this inflationary period that we're in is transitory. It's going to be higher, but it's not going to be spiking. I look over at the S&Ps, you know, early this morning, and they were down 1.5%. Now, being down, you know, 0.8%, that shows you that, you know, people are looking at some of these stocks that have been beaten up and looking to kind of take positions again. So, you know, that kind of makes me aggressive to be looking for those values. I do want to look ahead to that catalyst event that I think will really cause the market to you know, change directions. Right now, that catalyst event is the next week's PCE report. That's the personal consumer expenditure report. It's a big indicator used by the Fed. It's expected to show a decrease, and I think that decrease is really going to buoy the markets when that's released next week. But that's what I see as a major economic, you know, catalyst that could do it. Until that time, I'm cautious. We're going to be dealing with some ebbs and flows of the market. I'm looking overseas. I see that Tokyo lost 508 points or 1.89%. I see Hong Kong lost 523 points or 2.54%. London is down, you know, a little over 2%. Germany's down 1.5% this morning. You're looking at crude oil. It really did pull back yesterday, which was good. I mean, we were trading at $113 a barrel. Now we're looking at 107.71 for WTI and 7.83 for Brent. Notice that WTI is again cheaper than Brent. I mean, the other day it closed with WTI being higher than Brent. That inversion is typically unusual. But we have oil prices fell yesterday along with the equity markets. Again, they're down over 1% this morning. So you got to watch for those catalyst events that are going to be able to move the market, something like, you know, earnings or economic events. And that's what I see is, you know, happening this morning in the markets, Emily.
And Bill, when you speak of catalyst events, you did point to it, earnings. And we shift now to earnings. And really, investors have been looking at earnings to get a read on inflation's effect on the economy, on corporate America. And with this week being a big retail week, obviously they weren't so happy with the numbers that have been coming out. But as you said, this inflationary period is probably transitory, and keeping an eye on these earnings can play a key role, but also sometimes could be a little bit overdone. But Bill, you've got a list of some earnings that we should be paying attention to. So give us, what should we be watching in terms of earnings action today?
Well, you know, let's start off with Bed and Bath, Bed and Body Works, that sticker BBWI, Boy Boy William India. They beat by 14 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. It's a retail stock. It's down 8% this morning. I mean, overall, the Q1 transactions up to the low single digits versus last year. You know, anything with the retail, you know, name attached to it is really going to be designed for weakness when they report earnings. We're talking about the ticker SNPS, Sam, Nancy, Paul, Sam. They beat by 13 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. This is a tech stock. That stock's up 3.83% this morning. Cisco, ticker CSCO, Charlie, Sam, Charlie, Oscar, they beat by 1 cent on lower revenue, but they did lower guidance. You know, they're pointing to the Ukraine issue and Russia issue as one of the reasons why they're not able to do as many sales as they did in previous quarters is the reason why they're seeing this slowdown. You look at the stock price of Cisco this morning, it's down 11.7%. And this morning, Kohl's, ticker KSS, they missed by 61 cents on higher revenue, but they lowered guidance, and the company still is under strategic review. Now, I saw this news come out. I looked at the stock. It was actually trading higher, and I couldn't believe it. I was looking for that. What's this point in there? And I just thought perhaps it's under strategic review that the reason why it's trading higher, but that was only temporary. You look at the Kohl's stock now, it's down 7.81%. So it wasn't a good report at all for Kohl's, ticker KSS. Upcoming earnings, Deckers Outdoors, that's ticker DECK, David Edward Charlie Kilo. EPS estimates here are 75 cents. Expected move here is 9.64%. Globant, that's ticker GLOB, Grace Larry Oscar Boy. EPS estimates here are 75 cents, and the expected move is 7.79%. Ross Stores, another retailer, ticker ROSD, Richard Oscar Sam Tom. EPS estimates here are 99 cents, and the expected move here is 11.15%. Palo Alto Networks, that's ticker PANW, Paul, Apple, Nancy, William. EPS estimates here are $1.67, and the expected move here is 11.18%. And AMAT, ticker AMAT, Apple, Michael, Apple, Tom. This is Applied Materials. Their earnings estimate is $1.89, and the expected move here is 6.11%, Emily.
And economic events can also be catalyst events for the markets, as you pointed out, Bill. So what should we be watching in terms of economic events today?
Well, you know, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, that's 1 hour before the market opens, we're getting the jobless claims. You know, estimates are seeing about 200,000 is what's expected. At 8:30 a.m., we have the Fed Philadelphia Manufacturing Index. And then at 10 a.m., we got a key report. This is the existing home sales. That's going to be a widely watched one. Also at 10 a.m., we got some Fed speak. We're going to be hearing from Michael Barr. He's Biden's pick for the vice president of supervision for the Fed. There's a lot of challenges in front for this guy, but I suspect the nomination to go through. Yeah, he's qualified. He definitely is. Served in the Treasury Department for a number of years, and as well as for the Federal Reserve. So he's probably a good person to be on that position. At 4 p.m. Eastern time, you know, Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari will be speaking. He's kind of a dove, but he's one of the smarter guys on the Fed, so I like to listen and hear what he says. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports.
And when it comes to catalyst events, what else can we be watching? We're watching earnings, we're watching economic events and reports, but market moving headlines can also be major catalysts for moves. And it's hard to sift through all of this information day in and day out. And one way to do that is using Newswire alerts and breaking down all those headlines by sector, by segment, by earnings, by buyback, guidance, by mergers. And this way you can sift through the information quickly and make smart moves on the day using these catalyst events. Bill, you have it broken down for us this morning. So what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Yeah, I'm watching my FANG sector only because it's so heavily capitalized into the S&Ps. FANG stocks are trading lower, anywhere from 0.5%, which is what we're seeing with Netflix, to 1%, which is what we're seeing with Amazon. Stories behind the tape, Amazon, the children's place, says Amazon's going to be launching its Gymboree brand on its website in July. Apple, Apple's still positive on, Bank of America is still positive on Apple's iPhone estimates, yet they trimmed the stock price to 200, which doesn't concern me too much because, you just suffered a big drop in equity prices, so yeah, they should, trim some price targets there. In terms of Dow Jones 30 news, Boeing ticker BA, they got a boost with a long-awaited 737 MAX deal from British Airways. It's a big deal. It's for 150 planes. The Boeing has trillions of dollars in plane orders, so they just have to continue with their manufacturings, and things will get brighter for shares of Boeing ticker BA. Chevron ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-ray. I'm looking at the stock this morning. It's down, a little over 1%. Now the share prices have decreased 6.8% as oil prices weaken. That could change. Oil prices could jump at any time, and when oil prices jump, these stocks like ExxonMobil and Chevron jump with them. So, keep an eye on oil prices because they could turn any day. Visa ticker V becoming very interesting. I was looking at it this morning. Stock was trading at 196. 2 days ago, Goldman added to their conviction buy list with a 282 price target. And today, at that time, it jumped to 206. Now, and this morning was trading 106. Well, it has already started to recover. It's now trading, 198, but it's still at a very interesting crossroads. Yes, you believe in the future of Visa. Yes, this weakness will abate, but I think I can get in at a lower price. So I'm watching. I'm not doing anything yet. In terms of mergers, Spirit Airlines, that's ticker SAVE, Sam Apple Victor Edward. The board of Spirit Airlines is urging shareholders to reject JetBlue's $30 per share offer. They want to go with Frontier Airlines. It makes no sense. JetBlue's offer is superior. The board cites regulatory issues. Well, you're going to have regulatory issues no matter who takes you over. So that doesn't make sense to me. I believe that there's some self-interest going on here as to why the board of Spirit Airlines wants to go with Frontier over JetBlue. Also news, Brookfield Asset Management, that's ticker BAM, BAM. The company has agreed to buy British Home Repair Services from Home Service PLC for about a little over £4 billion. Moving on into, guidance news that I see out there. Cisco, ticker CSCO, they see Q4 adjusted guidance coming in between 76 cents and 84 cents. Street estimate was 92 cents, so that's pretty weak. Sinopec, that's ticker SNPS, Sam, Nancy, Paul, Sam, they see Q2 non-GAAP EPS coming in between $2.01 to $2.06. Street estimate was $1.61. That's like a 40-cent increase. That's a really nice one. That's what, hey, there's a reason why the stock's trading so much higher this morning, up 3.8% in this market. We're looking at another stock that had earnings was Kohl's. They gave out some new earnings guidance at ticker KSS. Kohl's cut their full year 2022 adjusted EPS to $6.45 to $6.85. It's kind of a wide margin, but when you consider that the street was looking for $7.18, that's a big drop. Kohl's is not going to recover quickly. In terms of shareholder news, let's just talk about it. AAP, this is Advanced Auto Parts. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today. It's going to be at 8:30 a.m. Earnings are out on Friday for AAP. Home Depot, they just had their earnings, but ticker HD, they're having their annual shareholders meeting today, started at 9 a.m. JetBlue, ticker JBLU, John Boy, Larry Uncle, they're going to be having their shareholders meeting at 9 a.m. Mohawk Industries, MHK, Michael Hilo Kilo, they're going to be having their shareholders meeting starting at 10 a.m. Take-Two Interactive, that's ticker TTWO, Tom, William, Oscar, they're having their shareholders meeting at 11 a.m. And Flywire, ticker FLWY, Frank, Larry, William, Yellow. They're having an analyst day today that's starting at 1 p.m. for ticker FLYW. In terms of buyback news, ticker IRT, India Richard Tom, this is Independence Realty and Trust. They announced a 250 million share buyback. And Monroe, that's ticker MNRO, Michael, Nancy, Richard, Oscar, their board approved a 150 million share repurchasing program. In terms of catalyst stories hitting my alerts, Ticker MRUS, Michael Richard Uncle Sam. Citibank just opened up a catalyst, a positive catalyst watch on shares of Mira. So you want to keep an eye on ticker MRUS, Michael Richard Uncle Sam. But that's what I have for you in terms of news that's hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, not an easy landscape to be picking stocks today, but you have one for us anyway. So what is your pick of the day today?
Yeah, it's a very cautious environment today, and everybody knows it. So, you know, in something, you know, like a day where you dropped 1,000 points yesterday, looking for the one thing that's interesting to me is AMAT, Applied Materials. This is Apple, Michael, Apple, Tom. Earnings are due out this afternoon, okay? So you want to see how the stock is trading. Now, I expect it to open up a little weaker along with the market because the market is now down 1.2% this morning. Now, overall, reviewing the broker comments, they're bullish on the stock. They have been lowering price targets, but that doesn't surprise me. They're still their ratings are still very positive. And when the ratings are positive, that means they could, you know, that they're expecting, you know, them to meet or beat their earnings guidance. You look at those comments from the CEO last quarter. This is what he said. Our outlook for 2022 and beyond is very positive as long-term secular trends drive our market structurally higher, and Applied's broad technology portfolio puts us in a great position. You know, they delivered a nice beat last quarter. You know, they did, you know, lower full year guidance. So, you know, I'm expecting, you know, it to have a run today, but this morning it'll probably open up lower. So if it opens up lower, that could be that opportune time. You know, I'm really trying around 109. I don't think it can drop much further than 109. I don't think we can see 108. It's a possibility, but I don't really foresee that. I think, you know, could drop to the 109.25, 109.15. And then we're just holding that until the earnings are announced, because that's going to be, you know, if they do deliver a positive result, that could be really good. And listen, they're not susceptible to fuel service charges like the retailers. So that's kind of a good sector to be in right now. They do suffer from raw materials, which have been increasing, but they can adjust for that. So I am positive. I think the demand is there, and I think AMAT can deliver a beat. So that's my pick of the day, AMAT, Apple Michael, Apple Tom.
And stick with us, because coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Okay, let's see. What do we have here? I'll start off with my CEO alert. Ulta Beauty, that's ticker ULTA, Uncle Larry, Tom Apple. They're launching retail media network UB Media. That's Ulta Beauty Media. Okay, interesting. Ticker Play, PLAY, Paul Larry, Apple Yellow. That's Dave and Buster's. They announced an expiration of HSR waiting period to acquire Main Event. McDonald's agrees to sell Russian business to current licensee. Ticker SYY, Sam Yellow. Cisco intends to purchase up to 800 freight lines, class 8 tractors. Ticker SLVM, Sam Larry Victor Mary. They announced 150 million share repurchasing program. China's in talks with Russia to buy oil for its strategic reserves. And SYY, Sam Yellow, Cisco, those are battery electric freight liners, I need to add. Alcoa, ticker AA. They signed a long-term renewable power contract to restart a smelter. HPQ, Henry Paul Quinton. This is HP Inc. They're debuting new laptops and the HP Spectre. Always good to come out with new products. You know, that's all I'm seeing in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Before we go, Bill, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Booz Allen. The company is scheduled to release earnings tomorrow. Bill, you were looking for a safer sector in all this market madness. And even earlier in the week, Booz Allen had announced that cybersecurity and privacy enterprise solution and services contract with NASA with a potential value of $622.5 million. But it was hard to predict that pretty much nothing was safe yesterday. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
Let's just take a look at the numbers. The numbers speak for themselves. The stock opened up at 82.79, hit a high of 83.15, but it closed at 79.72. There was simply no hiding from yesterday's sell-off. I mean, typically stocks where positive earnings are expected, they don't move significantly lower ahead of earnings. Typically, the defense sector is always, one that doesn't really get smoked in terms of a market sell-off. But there was no way, there was no hiding yesterday. Everything was, turning red, and I couldn't avoid it. So Booz Allen, ticker BAH, was a miss. I do think they're going to have positive earnings when they come out on Friday, but BAH was not a winner yesterday.
Bill, as you tell us, we live to trade another day, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Applied Materials pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.